93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista. This is called Breaking Bad News. If you're like me and you don't like a lot of conflict, it's good to have people with you when you break bad news. That way, you know it's going to be okay when you got other people around.
There's a lot of tension. Then you keep it inside and you feel bad. And
right.
You know what to do.
That's why we started doing Breaking Bad News, to help you out. Jason is on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good, man. Now, it's called Breaking Bad News, so obviously you got some stuff going on in your life here. Who are you going to break bad news to?
Yeah, it's my dad. I think I got pretty disappointing news for him.
You think you have disappointing news, but you're not sure.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I'm pretty sure. I'm not going to like what he's got to hear.
You went from thinking to then I heard that the little dissatisfaction, like, yeah, no, he is. So what happened here?
Well, my family is really big into sports. We're a big sports family. I'm currently a senior in high school, and I play on the football team. But I've been playing, for about 3 years now, but I'm just not that into it. Unfortunately for me, I mean, I guess good for me and good for most people. I mean, I'm pretty good. And, my dad thinks I have a shot at, getting a full ride to some pretty big football schools. But, I got to tell him that I don't think I want to go that route. And instead, I want to pursue chemistry, and I'd like to, get a degree in chemistry and devote my life to physical sciences instead of sports.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to like that too much.
Well, I played football in my high school I was a 4-year letterman in football, played baseball too, and hockey. So I'm a big sports fan. I know exactly where you're coming from. When you start in ninth grade and you work and people don't realize how much work football is. You practice every day. You got your schoolwork, you got your football work, you got everything else, and then you got the games. I mean, it is a big commitment. And if your heart's not in it, I could see where it would cause some wear and tear on you. Now, is your dad the kind of guy that lives his sports fantasies and his life through you a little bit?
I guess maybe he, he comes to all the games. He drives me to practice every day. He's always there to pick me up. He's pretty restrictive on my diet even. I'm 18 and, already, it seems like my entire life is pointed in this one direction. And, I guess now that you put it that way, it does kind of seem.
That's kind of hard.
Maybe it is my dad's dream.
And you're living it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's reverse. Obviously, a majority of parents want you to get an education. And
that's what he wants to do.
Your passion.
Here. Yeah. So
no, but his dad wants him to pursue the football, where he wants to pursue education.
That's how it is. All right. Well, Jason, don't let us distract you. We're gonna call your dad, Jim, right now, and we're gonna put you two on the phone, and you're gonna break the bad news that you're quitting football.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, Jace, what's going on?
Not too much. How you been? You doing okay?
I've been good. How's practice?
Practice is going okay. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up. There's something I kind of want to talk to you about. I know we've been looking at, colleges for next year, and you want me to go, go for a big full ride, try to get on the football team.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You've got some scholarship opportunities here. It'll be really great. You didn't hurt yourself or anything, did you?
No, I didn't hurt myself.
Okay, good.
But you know, Dad, I don't think I want to play football anymore. In fact, I don't think I want to play this season.
Wait, what did you say?
I don't want to play football anymore.
What do you mean you don't want to play football anymore? What do you mean you don't want to play football anymore? You've been playing for 4 years. I played ball. Your grandfather, your older brothers played ball. Everybody went to college and played football. What do you mean you don't want to play? What happened? What's going on?
I know we're a big football family. Day in and day out, it's kind of just been a grind. And, my heart's not in it. And instead, I think I want to, pursue a degree in chemistry when I go to college.
In what? In chemistry?
Yeah.
Well, I want to be. This is kind of sudden, isn't it? I mean, you've been playing ball for 4 years in high school, and you're doing great at it. I mean, when did this chemistry thing come up?
I mean, you know,
is this about a girl? Is there some girl that you know in chemistry class, and she's going on? What's going on?
No, you know, I just think science is really cool. I love learning about the fundamentals and the building blocks of the world that we live in, and it's fascinating to me.
That's cool. You can always do that. That's not a problem. But you can play football too. I mean, you can do the both of them, can't you? I mean, you're a good student anyway. What would be the problem there? Do your chemistry, study, learn about all the sciences, and keep playing ball. You're a good athlete.
I'm just not into it, Dad. I'm just not into it. I feel like now is the time that I got to tell you before, you know, we really make a commitment and go down this path, towards trying to, you know, do this scholarship thing and get on one of the big teams like LSU or even Madison. So I just don't want to waste either of our time anymore, and that's why I got to tell you now.
Okay, well, wait a minute. You're going to finish out your senior year, right? You're going to play ball through your senior year. You're not going to quit, right? You're going to finish high school, finish the football team. You're not going to let anybody down, right?
I don't think I can finish out this season, Dad, and I know you're not going to like that, but...
Look, I understand. It sounds like you've put a lot of thought into this. It isn't something like, you know, I was just kidding about the girl thing, you know. But, I mean, if it's something you really set on, you know, you can get scholarships and everything, but if your heart's not in it, I mean, I'm not going to push you to do something you don't want to do and be unhappy in school and for the rest of your life. And, you know, can we talk about it some more, or are you, like, decided on this?
I mean, you know, honestly, Dad, it's my senior year. I have a lot to think about. And football, frankly, is just a distraction. It's getting in the way. I feel like there's a lot of other things suffering. You know, the time I could be, the time I'm spending at practice and traveling, and, you know, that's time I could spend.
Well, I know it's a big commitment. I understand. But, you know what, I want you to be happy. And, of course, I don't want you to go to college and be doing something you don't want to do. And there's a lot of money involved there with or without scholarships. But I really wish you would think about, you know, at least finishing out your senior year. I mean, can you at least think about that maybe?
We're going to break in here. Hi, good morning. Is this Jim?
Yes, hello.
Hey, Jim. How are you? It's Marco and Krista. We're on 93.1 Jams radio station here.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good. We're doing a segment called Breaking Bad News. And, of course, your son just broke you some bad news, and we were all kind of here to witness it. I wanted to tell you that before. But you handled it like a champ, and I think you guys do need to talk a little bit because this is a little bit different of a feel for it, you know, because, I mean, this is an important step in Jason's life, and he does sound like he's made his mind up. But you're right, Jim, in the fact that, for me anyway, I think you're letting down other people. So maybe you guys can sit down and talk about it later on tonight when you get home, Jason, just to kind of, we can't do all this here, but maybe you guys sit down, talk about it, figure out what the best path moving forward is. But I thought you'd be a lot more upset, Jim, but you sound like a pretty level-headed guy.
Well, I guess I'm pretty level-headed, but sports is big in our family, and, you know, I want the best for my son. He's a smart student, and, you know, like I said, I don't know if you heard the conversation. I asked him if it was about a girl or anything. I just kind of kid around, but, I mean, things like he's thought about. I just don't want him to quit, his senior year. If we could talk about that and he goes through that, I just want him to be happy, and college is a big step, and I want him to be happy. So, you know, we can talk about it. He's mature enough to talk about it, and I'm not psycho, so, you know, we'll talk about it and come to a conclusion. I think we'll settle it okay.
That's
wonderful.
Yeah, that's good.
Good kid.
Well, Dad of the year.
Yeah, that's good. All right, we're going to let you guys talk about this off the air here for a second, but at least you got out in the open, Jason. It's off your chest. Now you guys can move forward.
Yep. Thank you, guys.